The widow with the pot of oil, and you know, the prophet was Elisha. So I will read. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, The handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour unto all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she said, so she went forth. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring he yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she said and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of thy rest. So when I read that, it showed how faithful she are to God, and how out of nowhere this man came to her rescue, and he told her exactly what to do. And as she says, she followed God's instruction, and this is what the widow did. She followed all of his instruction. And many of us today, we don't follow God's instruction, and we make it harder for us, but not for him. So they pour so many oil, you know, they keep pouring and pouring, and it stayed, and she paid all of her debt. So it shows how God is faithful. No matter what you're going through, you have to pray until some things happen. So another topic too I have is that Matthew. So I'm finished with her for a minute. So, and this is, okay, Matthew, I believe it's 6. Yes. Matthew 6:25. And she prayed for Demetrius. Don't worry. That's my main thing. Don't be anxious for anything. And I will read that as well, too. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what he shall eat or what he shall drink, nor yet for your body, what he shall put in on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are we not much better than they? Yes. So why worry? Yes. So I will go to verses 28. I will skip. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. I like that. Okay, I go to verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the heaven, shall he not much more clothe you, O he of little faith? Okay, it tells us that how his disciple, you know, they want to perform miracles. And he said, if you have faith just as a little of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain to move from here to there. So many of us, we don't have that enough faith. So when we pray, our answers don't get us how we want it to. And we wonder why, how some people are lucky, because they go to God with so much faith, and they believe in him that they pray. So pray and have faith also. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. That's us. For your heavenly Father knoweth that he have need of all these things. You know what we need? Amen. It's how we approach him when we pray. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for things itself. Amen. Today is so much to worry about, so just let it go and let God, like my dance, God's got it. Sufficient unto the day is the evil, therefore. And I also have Matthew 7, verses 7. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Many of us don't knock, so we can't enter into a room that we're not welcome in. So. And Psalms 46, verse 10 say, be still and know that I am God. Many of us, we are not still. We want everything going our way. Mm-hmm. But we have to give God and wait for him. Amen. And, you know, growing up in Sunday school, we always sing this song. And I never knew that this was a verse in the Bible. Isaiah 46:30. It said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not fail. And actually, I want to say something too. There's someone in here that will have a great miracle this year. There's two. And many of you want to know who's that person. I want my mother to stand up. This is our year. And no weapon that form against her shall prosper. For she's a rose of Sharon. And I want her to walk in faith and pray. And God know your needs. And this is my word. Amen.